good piece out from Baton Rouge, I reckon about 10 miles or further, goes up that way in Mississippi, called out the Amit River. Now, all that water out of them hills up and I come down through the Amit River, and it overflows sometimes. Mm-hmm. My brother got a camp up down on them Amit River on the other side, and the river comes down in front of his camp, and then it makes a bend. Well, he bought a half acre up there, and nights in 6 foot of the camp, he had to move his porch and put it on the end of the camp. It's about to the camp in the river. Caving in, you know, from when it gets up, washes all that bank away. Mm-hmm. And it's steep there.
What about something smaller than a creek?
Well, I guess you'd call that a ditch or a canal. Mm-hmm.
Anything between, what about a branch or brook?
Well, some people call them branches, a small one.
Uh-huh.
Now, back here, we used to have, they called that, a little branch went down through that. Of course, later on, they coming out them grudge machines and made a canal out of it, cut it deep and wider, too.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go hunting back there, but after I got old, they done cut that so deep, I can't hardly get up and down them banks now to cross the thing. And when it got plenty of water in it, you can't cross it. It's too wide to cut a tree across it. Ain't no trees right close to it.
Say if you had a stream that was flowing along and suddenly it dropped off and the water went on over. You'd call that a little...
drop off, I reckon.
Uh-huh. But where the water...
overflowed?
Well, where it falls down. You'd call that...
waterfall, I guess.
What's that?
Waterfall.
Uh-huh. What about a place where boats dock and stop and freight's unloaded?
They call that the docks, I reckon.
Anything else besides a dock?
No, I don't think. They, you know, they build them docks out in the river for them to come up and load on.
Mm-hmm.
And the boat drive up to the docks. They got that down here to stand off.
Mm-hmm. What if it's a real big thing? Would they still call it a dock?
I guess it would. And yeah, that's all I ever hear them call it down here. You know, I got them built out on the river, them foreign boats coming here and get gas, and
uh-huh.
They got walks all up and down them, big enough to drive a car on, and they back and tie up to the dock and take them rubber hose pipe and put them out on them boats and load them with gas and oil.
Mm-hmm. What are some names of... you mentioned some of the creeks that you have around here. What are some other streams or creeks that are...
well, we have one creek right over here. What you cross that when you're going out here that other road, like I told you go last night, you notice you cross a little creek.
Mm-hmm.
They call that White's Bar. I guess the people just give it that name here, but ever since I've been here, that's what they call it, White's Bar. And it gets up sometime too, but they got the road up now, it don't bother the road, but it overflows in some places. And then you go on a little further and you come to the Comet. It's pretty good size. And the Amit, it's a big creek.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole lot bigger than the Comet. It goes on down, I think, into the Gulf.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a hill. Anything else you'd call a small rise in land besides a hill?
Well, no, I don't think.
Do you ever call it a knob or a knoll? Do you ever hear that?
You could call it, some of them call it a knoll, yeah, a high knoll, you know.
Mm-hmm. How's that different from a hill?
Now?
How's that different from a
well,
hill?
Well, a hill's a whole lot higher and mm-hmm. steeper. A knoll is just a high place in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Something a whole lot bigger than a hill would be a...
a mountain.
Uh-huh. And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp.
Yes, sir.